Hi, I'm Mel Pearson from the Michigan Tech hockey team, and you're listening to the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93.
Go Huskies.
It's time now for the Mel Pearson Show on Huskies Radio, Mix 93 WKMJ.
Here come the Huskies with a shot. Score! Stamen with the goal!
The Mel Pearson Show is brought to you by Bucko's Party Store in Calumet, the Turvo Agency in Hancock, the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub downtown Houghton, the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images on the Michigan Tech Campus, Lake Accounting and America Group Retirement Strategy Centers in Houghton, Coca-Cola of Hancock, Superior Smiles in Hancock, the Wickley Agency in Hancock, Peterlin Distributing in Calumet, Dr. Daniel Reminga at the Northern Foot Care Center in Houghton, and State Farm Agent Kelly Jepson in Houghton. And now, with the head coach of the Michigan Tech Hockey Huskies, Mel Pearson, here is your host, Dirk Hembroff.
All right, thank you very much, and we are all set to talk Michigan Tech hockey for the next 60 minutes. And if you have a question for Coach Pearson, you still have time to get it in. DJ at themix93.com. The Huskies coming off a good weekend at home, finally at home against Huntsville. They take a win on Friday night, a tie, and an extra point on Saturday night in the WCHA standings with the double overtime winner by Reed Sturros. And coaches in our studio, eight different Huskies scoring over the weekend, which is one of the many bright spots, I thought, for Michigan Tech on the games on Friday and Saturday night. Good morning, Coach.
Morning, Dirk. Happy to be with you. And yeah, what a difference being home can be. I thought we played with much more energy, much more purpose, especially on Friday night. And you know, a lot has to do with the home crowd. I mean, the crowd was outstanding, and you know, our guys really feed off that, and it's completely different when you're on the road than at home. And I thought that really helped us. But we were ready to play Friday, and you could see a huge difference. Didn't matter who we were playing, you could see a huge difference from our first four games, three of the four especially, and being here on Friday night at home.
Isn't it strange though, from one season to the next, and you keep really emphasizing that to me, and you're exactly right on. Even if you have a lot of the same players, there's a different chemistry sometimes from one season to the next. And last year was so good on the road and no problems, yet this year we're, you know, obviously tough teams and tough buildings, but a little bit tough out of the gates, and maybe that'll come around, and we hope so, but it is different from one year to the next.
Well, it's huge, and there's a lot of things that go into it. Just where you're playing, what time of the year it is. Like, if you start off on the road right off the hop, you know, that can be a huge difference versus last year. You know, we had a lot of time early in the year before we had to go down to Ferris, you know, between two, I call them exhibition games, or playing a Canadian team, then a week off in there, and it gives you so much more time to prepare than bang, playing the first official day on the road. But you're right. All that has to, a lot of it has to do with chemistry too. You could lose one guy off your team, and that could change the whole chemistry. It's like anything. When you bake a cake, you leave the eggs out, Dirk, and it's going to be a different cake, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah. So we're finding our way still this year. You know, it was a first opportunity for us to get some players in to our lineup that we did not get to play on the road, or didn't want to throw them in tough situations, just to find out what they could do, just to get a look at them in games. And whether it's Angus Redmond playing a few minutes, or Gavin Gould, or Chris Gary, you know, it's important for us to get those players in just to get a feel for what they can do in their games. Can they handle the pace? Can they handle the strength of older players, et cetera, et cetera? So, but no question, the chemistry from you know, week to week can change too, but we've got good chemistry on this team. You can start to see some of the lines and some cohesiveness there, and some defensive pairings and whatnot. And it'll take us a few games here, but I like the direction this team's headed.
How about your freshman line coach on Saturday night, Alex Smith, Chris Gary, and Gavin Gould? I mean, you were throwing them out in defensive zone faceoffs in a very tight game towards the end of the game.
Well, I was, and you know, you have to show players you have confidence in them. I think if they're smart, players are smart, and you know, if the coach, well, you know, like, let's say you're next up, your unit or line or whatever is the next up on the ice, just based on how our rotation is, and you get a faceoff in your own zone. If you skip them right away, you're sending a negative message. I don't like to do that. I like to send positive messages to our players, and sometimes, you know, we're line matching, and they get that. We talk about that, but like I said, I think it's real important, especially early in the year, that you, any way you can, and any moment you can, or any time you get, is to instill some confidence in your players from your coaching staff.
Got a lot of goals on Friday night, which is something we needed as far as confidence goes, I think, going in.
Well, no question. I mean, I think we're starting to get a picture of how good Minnesota State is and how good Duluth is, just when you look at their records and see where they're going to be ranked this week and having to play them on the road early in the year. So we didn't have a lot of success offensively against those teams, but, you know, Duluth, we did the one game. But now you're starting to see, you know, when you get score some goals, you get confidence. Most players walk into the rink forwards expecting to score goals. I mean, just from the time you're a might to the time you're an NHL player, you know, it's just ingrained in you. You know, that's, you got to score goals. I mean, you know, first question everybody usually asks you, oh, how many goals you score tonight? Yeah, it's not usually, well, what was your plus minus or how many shots did you block? It's how many goals did you score tonight? So that culture is already ingrained in you. So we you know, it's nice for them to score. It's nice to get them, you know, some confidence and to have them number of different people score goals this weekend, and a number of different people have great opportunities. Mitch Rehnke walked in on a real good chance on Saturday. Gavin Gould had a great A chance on Saturday. So it's good. When you're getting chances, that's good. It's when you're not getting chances, you start to wonder what's going on. But, yeah, we needed that. They're long answer to a short question.
Almost 3,000 there on Friday night. It was John Scott Knight and Mark Ock got the scoring going for Michigan Tech.
Still has it on his stick. Brings it to the top of the circle. Shoots the ball!
Just threw it on net when everybody else was kind of just waiting to see what he was going to do. And it looked like on that one, LaRose was just trying to find out where he was with that puck.
Well, there's a lot of traffic and, you know, and give it up to Mark Ock. I mean, he just did not get rid of the puck. A lot of players, you know, he circled all the way behind their net, you know, came up around the top of the circle on the far side, then finally took a shot. A lot of players would have moved that either near side behind the net or once they got all the way around, just throwing it out front. And we have to learn that we have to possess that puck more and hold on to it. And Mark, being the veteran he is, I mean, he held on to it and got to a point where he saw a seam, he could get a shot through and threw it at net. And you're right. LaRose had no idea where the puck was, and he didn't react till after the puck was in the net. But we had a lot of traffic, and we talked about that a lot. You know, going forward and, you know, when you're maybe not scoring as much as you want, you have to do some things to try to help the situation. And we did a good job of screening the goal air on that goal.
And I thought we walked that fine line of not getting in, not interfering with the goaltender. Yes, they looked at that.
They reviewed that for quite a while.
They did. But all weekend we were right there, and we made sure we were okay.
Yeah, and on that one, there was no really contact with the goalie or goaltending interference when the goal went in. What they were looking at, one of the players was in the crease maybe a little bit before and then came out, which happened a lot this weekend. You know, and it happens in the game. And you know, that's a good goal. I mean, it was a good goal, and I thought definitely the right call. But against a team like Alabama Huntsville, it's so important to get the lead, you know, because they can play strong defensively. We saw that the next night. So it's so important to get the lead because a lot of times you're not going to get many looks against that team.
And I think that threw LaRose off. That goal right there kind of set the tone for the rest of the game.
Across the line now, bringing it in is Stevens. Stevens shoots, scores! He got his own rebound!
I talked to Dylan Stamen about that goal. He didn't think it had hit the post. It did hit the side of the post and kind of bounced back out. And he said, Coach, that you guys had preached to the team to start using that speed on the outside like that.
No question. I mean, we have to use our speed and we have to take advantage of it. And we do have good speed, but sometimes you don't use it. You want to slow the play down. When you get to the offensive blue line, that's a good time where to actually increase your speed and put pressure on the defenseman. A lot of times early in the year, we were gaining the line, the offensive blue line, and slowing down. And what that does, it allows the back checkers to get in position, but also allows the defenseman to stand up. So you want to drive them deep towards the net, and you know you can always pivot off or Gretzky back, whatever you want to call it, to make a play. But great play by Dylan. Used his speed, got around the guy, took a good shot on his off wing, and then followed up the rebound. And I think we also preach getting pucks to the net. So speed, outside speed, and pucks to the net, and people to the net. And I think we did a pretty good job on Friday of this.
And that was the first of two goals that went in like this this weekend, the last one being Reed Sturros' game winner in the double overtime win, where it was not the same goaltender, but the same kind of post, not hugging the post properly.
Maybe not your best angle, maybe not your grade A scoring up